This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. How you doing?
Doing great. You know, we're making it through. I feel like this week has been very busy, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I just have to start off. I actually couldn't wait to get on to record today after Watch What Happens Live last night because I wanted to talk to you. But Dolores got a new vagine on Thursday, like announced it.
Wait, what? Like, I didn't watch.
She got a new vagina.
Well, yeah, I know what a vagine is.
Yeah, she got it this Thursday. She said she's still all bandaged up and everything.
Wow.
She's still going because, like, she looks fucking amazing, by the way. But, like, she is still going. I was like, what else is there to do?
I wonder if she gave David a heads up about the vagine.
Yes, she did. But she gave it, like, a little further before. But that's where the conversation started. But I was about to just say it on Bravo Instagram last night. And I was like, no, I better not. I'm just going to.
You know, that reminds me of one of my favorite Bachelor quotes when Corinne said, I have a heart of gold, but my vagine is platinum.
Yeah. And then I got annoyed because it's like, I always use the word vagine. So I was like, great. Now everyone's going to use the word vagine because
the Kardashians always say vagine.
Remember Corinne? What's she up to these days?
Probably, you know, she's not on TV, so we don't care. Okay. Let's just dive into Real Housewives in New Jersey. By the way, Dolores looks phenomenal. I guess we probably won't see her latest procedure.
No, we won't
see how it looks, but everything else looks great. It's interesting. So she starts off talking to David and she's saying that they're the kind of couple who, when they have an issue, rather than really talking about it, they walk away and defrost, which is an interesting strategy. I'm not sure that inspires confidence in their long-term relationship, but if it works for them.
Yeah, it clearly is the type of relationship where, listen, it's working for them. She said, Gabby has a stomach ache. Can you call her right now? Like, he's always just there. And then Frank Catania thinks of himself as her gay best friend. And
her husband.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh God, this family dynamic is so funny. Like, but again, it's working. Like, okay, bye, David.
It is funny, like, Dolores is like, well, you know, we're not married. We don't live together. We can take our time apart. And it's like, yeah, like, you've been together for, like, 2 years. So I feel like whether or not you're married or live together, it's like, it doesn't feel like it's that serious, which is fine. It just is interesting because I think, like, last season, she was kind of like, why aren't we living together? Like, why aren't we engaged? And now it's like, okay, you don't seem like you actually want that. So,
but I also think that she definitely has the best of both worlds. So, and now she looks good. Like, you know what? We all want to be Dolores
right now.
Living the life.
And they're living the life at the lake. Everyone's enjoying. Teresa's in her, you know, hot little paper towel roll swimsuit.
She goes, I'm in Saint-Tropez. I was like, girlfriend, that is not. What do you wear to Saint-Tropez?
That's like Cancun spring break, not Saint-Tropez. And Melissa's in her full Fendi swimsuit. Like, they are dressed ridiculously for a day at Lake George.
It's so funny. And last night I was like, made a joke and everyone was like, what's wrong with Lake George? I was like, guys, I've been to Lake George a few times. Like, it's beautiful. I love it. And was making a joke because they are dressed to the nines and it's just them in their backyard, like on a float.
Right. I think that's the funny thing is like nobody's shitting on Lake George. It's no. just like it's not this like bougie vacation spot. It's just like a lake. It's a nice lake.
They really do seem to be having a good time and are very relaxed. And it seems like it is exactly like what all of them need right now. They don't seem mm-hmm. bored. They don't seem it's like the perfect time away. But I, as a viewer, am very happy that we're done. Like we're back.
Yeah. And well, and also because Jackie didn't go on the trip and they left obviously with so much shit going on between Teresa and Jackie and kind right. of rippling through the rest of the group until they're back. And now they are, but we can't really like deal with it and move forward because Teresa's not going to call Jackie. She's not going to call Evan. They're not going to have a conversation while they're still at the lake. So I'm glad that the trip was kind of like a fun little break, but we need to actually like deal with something right. and move on.
I literally wanted to take a shot every time Teresa brought up Jackie, but I would be very hungover right now. And God. So I didn't. But I do have to say, we props are still going to Jennifer Eden because this voice of reason, and I know we shouldn't talk too soon because I think next episode is when shit hits the fan.
Yeah, the last 5 minutes of this episode, she kind of lost it, but...
Yeah, but she, you know, very... nicely pulls Melissa to the side. And I like couldn't get over the way she handled the situation. I was like, this is so adult like of what we're yes. not used to seeing. She told Melissa exactly what happened. The conversation with Michelle, there were no lies. There was no like beating around the bush. Like she told Melissa, Melissa was like, what? Okay. Let me go back to Joe. That doesn't make sense. And I was like, oh my God, this is like, we haven't seen an adult conversation like this in years.
She handled it the exact way that it should have been handled. And
she goes, don't shoot the messenger.
I feel like on a lot of Housewives shows, even when we see people handle things this way, sometimes it's not met with the appreciation. And I liked that Melissa received what Jennifer was saying and was appreciative of the information without kind of, you know, insinuating that Jen was being messy or anything. Also, yeah, Jennifer, not only in that situation, but also, you know, she's saying in her confessional how Teresa has this problem that she will like realize after they're done talking about something why she's mad, or she'll kind of come to the realization that she still cares and she keeps talking about it. And that's totally like every time they're in a group setting this episode, she's like, yeah, fuck Jackie. And it's like, we're not talking about Jackie. Like,
right.
Jackie's not here. Nobody brought her up. Nobody's even defending her in that moment. Like, it's so classic Teresa that her mind is just like humming along a few beats behind everyone else. And she's still like, yeah, I don't know about Jackie. And it's like, nobody else is saying it.
Because
like,
I think she's doing this because in her head, doesn't want people to forget, and she wants them to continuously be on her side. I honestly think that's why she's doing it.
Yeah, it does feel like she's kind of drumming up support for herself, because in the initial moment, everybody was very like, Teresa, why did you spread that rumor? And then now that it's kind of marinated a little bit, we see kind of, you know, Jen is a little more in the middle, maybe... even Margaret is a little bit more like, okay, Jackie, like maybe you should apologize. Like, I don't. So Teresa is more, she's getting more support than she did initially. And so right. maybe for her, it is the kind of thing where she feels like if she keeps bringing it up, people are kind of going to be like, yeah, like maybe Jackie should just apologize because Teresa's still really mad. But Jackie's right. still really mad too. Like, we just aren't seeing her on the trip.
Right. But okay, so here's the thing that I want to talk about.
Yes.
When Michelle, who rolls up with a squad at Teresa's house God. To take up pictures, and I was like, oh my God, how bad did you not get this? Does I'm this girl want to be on this show? Like, oh my God. So,
you know, I'm not feeling Michelle.
No, not at all. I was very surprised at the way Teresa handled this situation, because it was very not Teresa. Like, she asked Michelle to come, like, do I just want to speak to her? And Teresa was like, listen, this is what happened. You're talking about my brother. Like, I will not sell my house with you unless you clear it up. And of course, Michelle was like, oh my God, like I need this house. But what she did there is exactly the type of conversation she should have had with Jackie.
Yeah, this was a weird interaction, because at the lake, when they were talking about it with the group, Teresa was very like, well, she's the best realtor. Like, I got to have the realtor. I don't know. It's not my problem. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what Joe's doing. And I feel like sometime, I don't know if this is the next day or like the next week or something. She's kind of changed her tune a little bit, which I think is for the best, because we don't want her and Joe to get to this like shitty place again. I don't think anybody really wants that.
No.
So it's good to see that kind of loyalty from Teresa, because obviously she does want her house sold, but like there are other realtors in New Jersey. But yeah, Michelle feels very thirsty to me. I liked when Melissa and Teresa were talking and Melissa's like, you always bring these kooks around our group. Like, who are these people? She's like, I don't know Michelle. Like, I only know her because she worked with my husband one time.
But the other thing is that when they did that, like, rollback to Evan's party number one, where Michelle was like, she asked me, like, straight up. And then they showed it and Jen was like, how do you know Melissa? Like, she didn't ask her that specific. She just like asked how she knows Melissa, and Michelle brought this upon herself. So
right. When somebody asks you, oh, like, what has your experience been like with Melissa? Like, how's it going? Like, it was not a question that felt like it was asked in a leading kind of way to like stir shit up.
No. Michelle's, like Apple. That's not what
they don't hold anything in New Jersey.
They don't. I was like, isn't that crazy? I was like, wait, what are they? They don't hold anything.
I've always said they should hold a meatball, but
ew, that wouldn't like execute well.
Or just like a handful of spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
So we of course have Evan's birthday redo, which I liked.
Really
the
fun.
Put this together. It looked more fun and less stressful than the first one. They're playing a little cornhole. Love to see that. They're drinking some drinks. And this is the first time that we see Jackie back with the whole group. Obviously, Teresa's not there, but everybody else shows up. And I wish she would have kind of just like enjoyed it a little more. And yeah, she seemed a little bit, I understand, but she seemed a little bit stressed to be around the women again and was kind of too focused on like shoring up her support. And it's
She's doing exactly what Teresa was doing though, which is what
right.
I said earlier. Like, she wants to make sure the girls are still, but it's funny. They each on their Instagram yesterday posted a picture of the group without the other one. Like, so Jackie posted about Teresa, like, she's like, the group's back together and like vice versa. I was like, girls, come on. But
it'll be interesting to see how long they manage to make it without Teresa and Jackie being in the same place. I'm not sure that's sustainable.
But Joe Gorga doing tip, what a good brother should do. And he's laughing about it. He was like, I think that she said that I think she was trying to like look out for you guys. And he couldn't even like get through the sentence that he's like, listen, I'm just doing my due diligence. Like, I don't really think that was the case, but
yeah,
it was difficult.
It's tough for me because it's like, I understand like Joey wants to be, you know, a good brother. They've been down this road before, but it's like in this situation, like, I really think it would be best for everyone to just stay neutral.
Yes.
And it's clearly some people are having a hard time with that, which I get, but it's like, just
people make it awkward. Like, it doesn't have to be awkward. Like, you're there to enjoy and have drinks. In this situation, I personally feel that there wasn't an elephant in the room. Like, I get it. It's awkward because Jackie's friends with her brother, with Teresa's brother and Teresa's sister-in-law, but like, you're there for Evan's birthday. Like, who can, you know what I mean? Like, just
totally
for these 2 hours, just don't talk about it.
But you know, we'll see. I feel like Jennifer is starting to veer back into, being Teresa's like little soldier. I hope she doesn't go down that path too far, because I like her kind of as a little bit of a neutral, grounded presence, but
well, she's very shady in her interviews.
Yes.
Very.
That's the thing. I'm really enjoying her this season because I feel like she actually has a good read on things and can make these really like shady, funny comments without feeling like she's, you know, just like trying too hard to be like Teresa's little helper. Like, you know.
Yeah, definitely shady, funny, not shady in a bad way.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Let's talk about Dallas.
Oh, God.
We... So we have the conclusion of the Austin trip. Finally, it feels like we've been on Carrie's birthday trip for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was like, who's had more birthdays, Carrie or Evan?
Okay. So we pick up where we left off at the dinner where Tiffany is talking to Brandy and basically saying, you know, I think you're a great mom, a great person, funny, whatever. What do you think about me? And I mean, Brandy says that she thinks Tiffany is a great person, whatever. She wants to be friends with her. She's kind of saying the right things in response to that. But it's just like after everything that's already gone down, it's a little bit like, I don't really want to hear from Brandy right now. Like, yes. I feel like the damage is done and they need to just like come back later.
Here's the thing, like with Brandy, it's always with her. It's like now it's seeming to be too little too late each time. So like the next day, like she realizes she was mean. Like, it's like, why do you continue acting this way though? I don't, if you mm-hmm. have a problem, you need to finally have your sit down and talk with Tiffany. Like, stop stop acting out and stop talking about all the other girls and like let your feelings out, have like your the actual conversation that needs to be had. But honestly, Tiffany made a great point when she was like, if I'm Asian and that bothers you, like that's your problem. There's nothing I can do about that.
Honestly, I think that's all that needs to be said. Yep. Because, okay, the thing is like, if Brandy doesn't think Tiffany is fun, that's fine. If Brandy thinks Tiffany is boring, that's fine. That's like, those are valid ways to feel about a person. But if for her to say that she feels uncomfortable around Tiffany or that she feels like she can't be herself around Tiffany, if that is rooted in some kind of feelings about Tiffany being Asian or about Brandy's, you know, mistakes in the past, the racist video that she made, that has nothing to do with Tiffany, because Brandy and Tiffany right. have talked about it. And Tiffany, I think, she's been beyond gracious in how she's talked to Brandy about that, saying she doesn't think she's racist. She doesn't think she's a bad person. So I like that Tiffany is kind of standing up for herself and saying like, obviously I want to be friends with the group. I want to, you know, have fun with them, whatever, but I'm not going to pretend that I'm doing something wrong mm-hmm. if I'm not.
Right.
Okay. So they jump in the lake. This is something that we know Tiffany doesn't really want to do, but she does it. She's trying to be a good sport. And after that, it's just kind of too much for her. She gets out of the water and kind of like runs away back into the house. She's really upset. I thought in this situation, everybody going after her and going into her room was like not what she needed in that yeah. moment. It's like, I understand that you want her to be okay, but it's like, she doesn't need Carrie and Brandy and Stephanie and Cameron like all coming into her room. She's obviously very upset. She needs to kind of, you know, deal with some emotions and yeah, being confronted by the whole group, even if it comes from, you know, a place of love, I guess, isn't.
Yeah. The last thing anyone needs is like five women being like, are you okay? Are you okay? And it like, that just makes it worse every single time. But yeah, she did make it clear that like at first when they were actually running into the lake, I was like, oh my God, this looks so fun. Why aren't they taking their clothes off? I'm so confused why they're all jumping in their nice clothes. But anyway, in,
like, maxi dresses.
It's very bizarre. I was like, take your clothes off. What are you doing? So then she even said, like, the second she hit the water, that's when like she's like, I didn't want to jump in the lake. But then she was like, but if I didn't, that would have been another issue, you know? And what I was saying before is it's unfortunate that it has to get to this point, because Brandy made that video that's like resonating inside of her. Mm-hmm. But other than that happening, it didn't have it. It's seeming to be a racist issue, which is horrible, but it could also just be that they're just not getting along with the new girl, which we hope that that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like that someone comes right in, you haven't met before, but Brandy just keeps bringing up the fact that she's not comfortable and we don't know why. And like, I think she's not comfortable because of her own actions, nothing to do with Tiffany, but all to do with what she did.
Right. And I think you're right that it's like there are a million and one reasons why Tiffany might not get along with the group, but yeah, the one that, you know, the one that seems to be the case with Brandy, why they're not, why Brandy has an issue with her, is like the one that's not really acceptable.
And right,
it sucks that Tiffany's dealing with that. I actually liked seeing the scene a little later with Brian talking to Brandy and basically,
yes,
telling her, like, you know, you got to get right with yourself, and you know, all these feelings that you're still feeling about, you know, this video and the backlash and how bad you were feeling, like,
put yourself in her shoes.
Put you right. Like, it's not her problem. It's on you to kind of deal with those feelings yourself. Obviously, there's a level of, you know, work and atoning that needs to be done. But in terms of the actual, like, feelings behind it, it's not anybody else's responsibility to make her feel good.
Yeah. I also just, we'll come back because Tiffany has some other meetings this week, but I also want to talk about the scene with Olivia and Stephanie, because mm-hmm, I thought that was very touching. Like, we all know Stephanie has been open about her past and, you know, she's had suicidal thoughts and like her mental health issues. And so she talks to Carrie's daughter, Olivia. And I thought that was so nice. And again, with the kids, they're teaching us all these lessons. But for yeah, Olivia to hear someone else's perspective and like what they went through, and that Stephanie is someone she could talk to if she needs to, like, I feel like that made even Carrie feel good and
that was
feel
that
better.
Was a really nice moment for sure. And I liked hearing, I mean, I'm not Carrie's biggest fan by any means, but it was nice, it was great to hear Olivia say that she felt like she could reach out to her mom and that she was supported and her mom found her a therapist. And, you know, she expressed that if she got to that place again in the future, she felt like she could talk to her mom about it or, you know, get help. And so mm-hmm, that was great to hear. I mean, it kind of especially resonated after the Meghan Markle stuff that happened this week, because we know how important it is when you're in that kind of dark place to feel like you have resources and you have support and, mm-hmm, you know, what can happen when you don't feel that way. So it's great to know that Olivia kind of has that. And that was a nice, like it's weird. Like, I like Carrie's kids more than I like her.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
On Arts Educators Save the World, we talk with artists and their mentors to discuss the transformative work that happens in arts education. We began with Lin-Manuel Miranda and his elementary school music teacher, and mine, Barbara Ames.
The direct education we got from Barbara, it was life-changing.
And since then, we've spoken with Cecily Strong, Josh Radner, Annalie Ashford, Robert Lopez, and so many others, each with their mentors. Join us again as we begin season 2 of Arts Educators Save the World, available everywhere.
We also, this week, we see the return of Mama D. It's been a while since we've seen her. And DeAndra is talking to her about this situation with Tiffany at the lake. And D basically boils everything down in life to people being jealous. So she's saying, I guess, is she saying that the women are jealous of Tiffany or that Tiffany is jealous of them?
No,
it was a little unclear to me.
I think, okay, so it was, but then someone made a meme. Like, honestly, Instagram, like, saves lives because it broke it down. Someone was like, she was saying how Tiffany works and, like, saves lives and half the other women don't even work. So it was something along those lines where, like,
right,
you have to see what Tiffany is doing,
right,
and everything she needs to do.
When you say you're busy and stressed, it's different.
Correct.
And I think it's interesting thinking about the concept of jealousy. I think I don't know if anyone is really like jealous.
Yeah,
here,
I don't think.
But
I
do think that the feelings of, you know, it kind of goes both ways. Because a couple episodes ago when we saw on that hike when Stephanie and Cameron were talking to Tiffany, that it's like they're craving something more in their life other than just being, you know, a stay-at-home mom and housewife. And we see Tiffany or Stephanie with the foundation, Cameron wanting to be involved in her house situation.
Which we haven't seen anything of those two since that episode.
And then on the flip side, we have Tiffany who is, you know, kind of psyching herself up for this meeting that she wants to work less and she wants to have more time to be with her kids and present for her family. So I think it's interesting. I don't know if Mama D is like the most articulate person with this concept, but that everyone kind of is craving something that they don't have in their life currently. And that it's not just like, oh, Tiffany's stuff is more important than theirs. Maybe in a like life context it is when she's like, you know, helping people get healthy, but in terms of their like day-to-day fulfillment, it's not automatically like, well, Tiffany's job is important, so she feels great.
Right. And guys, also Dylan and I interviewed Toya from Married to Medicine yesterday, and we all came to the conclusion that Tiffany should jump ship and
yes,
move shows.
I love, yeah, we asked her which Bravo Leb she'd want to join Married to Medicine, and she was like, that doctor in Dallas, like, I don't know what she's doing with those girls.
Well, and then she also said Married to Medicine Dallas, so I think she also made up her own show, which I'm fine. I think that's fine.
They did Married to Medicine Houston at one point, but I never watched it, but I don't think it really, clicked.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. But going back to Tiffany, like I was saying, so she met with Carrie, which I think was great. Carrie's heart was in the right place. And then it stopped for a little because I was like, oh my God, is she like attacking Tiffany? I don't understand. But
yeah,
because she was like, you did this, you left early,
it was
you
a little
were rude.
Much. Okay. Was it maybe the best decision for the group for Tiffany to leave without saying goodbye? Maybe not. But I understood the reasoning behind it. And for Carrie, I wish that Carrie had been a little more empathetic, because when she's saying it was rude, it was disrespectful to leave without saying goodbye, it's like,
Yeah, but in that moment, like, she made a decision that she felt like she was backed into a corner. And I think it's understandable. Maybe it's not the decision you would have made. And maybe maybe she regrets it. But it's not like, I think it's a little like uncool to be like, that was rude and disrespectful when there was clearly a lot of pain happening.
I definitely think the words rude and disrespectful were uncalled for. But I do think that Tiffany, like, you should never go anywhere or leave anywhere without telling anybody. So just like go into someone's room and be like, hey, I'm leaving. I'll talk to you later. You know what I mean? Like just some things for safety reasons, you know, but
or like send
even send a text
to the girls. Just be like, hey, gotta go.
Totally. But at that point, Tiffany was like, I don't owe these women anything, but I get it. We've all been there where you're like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And like, so she told her husband she took a bus home. I was like,
I'm picturing Tiffany Moon on like a Greyhound bus
with her heels and her bag,
a mega bus.
Yes. I was like, what bus? But it seems like her and Carrie were, it was a good conversation. Like it was,
yeah,
it ended fine. It wasn't like, right, you like, know,
I wasn't loving Carrie's energy, but it seemed like Tiffany kind of got what she needed from that conversation.
Totally. But exactly what was happening at that conversation was why Tiffany let, like, Tiff, you can tell she felt uncomfortable in that situation. She was like sitting there, she was in her scrubs. She like was like, didn't want to be there, but you know what? We're filming, like, people. We're filming.
Yeah, I did, so. Like Carrie said, she's working on being a little softer, and Tiffany's working on being more open. So maybe they can meet in the middle. We'll see how that goes.
Totally.
And the episode finishes off at Deandra's
Medicine event Monday
with Darren the Shaman, who's also a hairdresser who used to do Stephanie's extensions. That reveal was everything, because we've seen this guy a few times already this season. He definitely is kind of a, you know, a free spirit, an interesting character, and to know that he is also like a glam gay of Dallas is very funny to me. And he does, like, music.
Yeah, he, it was, who was it that said it? Was it Tiffany? Was like, I wish I had a shaman do my extensions at the same time. Like, hello. First of all, also side note, Tiffany was serving looks in her confessions this week.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. But yeah, this event is, it was very weird. I don't know if you got this vibe, but Deandra looking into his eyes, like, it's just, it's very... She like smile. It's just a fun. We'll see more of it next week. Clearly they get really into it. Like I see where they're jumping up and down singing. I don't really know. I think Deandra wanted to do this to get them all. I don't know why. I actually am not even going to make up a reason. I don't even.
Yeah. Like we can't explain it. Don't try. I do. I'm still loving Deandra's energy this season. Yeah. I think she's like very kind of like in a fun, quirky place.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see how this event goes, because the episode ends with Brandy asking Tiffany if they can speak one-on-one. And it seems like maybe that doesn't go great based on the preview. But, you know, we'll see. I do. The one thing I will say for Brandy, because I think she's really stepped in it this season and how she's kind of dealt with the aftermath of her whole situation, I think... I like that she is still kind of like trying. It seems like she isn't just being like, whatever, I don't like Tiffany, we're not going to be friends. But I think she's made a lot of missteps in how she's gone about it. And it's, I don't know. She said she's leaving the show. Maybe this is why. Who knows?
This is love. I mean, yeah, we'll see. But anyway, this was fun. I can't wait for tomorrow, because we're talking about Summer House and Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and it's Friday. Everything is going
to
be.
And also,
great.
Our, like you mentioned, our interview with Toya from Married to Medicine is going to be on tomorrow's episode. So definitely check that out. And if you missed the Married to Medicine season premiere, highly recommend. We talked about it on Monday's episode. It's going to be a fun season. But in the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.